This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Well, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We're going to be catching, it's Wednesday, so, you know, normally on Wednesday, we do The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. He is somewhere. He's somewhere. He'll be at an airport, I think, in Minnesota at 6:20. So we're going to try to catch up with him at 6:30. So no big whoop. We just shift a little bit that way. Coming out of Bald Knob, Arkansas. There, Police Chief Eric Ballantyne claimed in September that his truck was torched in response to the arrest of open carrier Richard Chambliss. Chambliss' arrest and conviction and his case being dismissed on appeal, as well as Ballantyne's claims that his vehicle had been spray-painted with gun rights slogans and then burned. That all received a lot of coverage. And it was noted at the time that nobody knew, of course, whether or not the arsonist was actually an open carry supporter or someone with a grudge against the chief who also saw an opportunity to attempt to make open carry supporters look bad. All that could be done at that juncture is to point out the simple fact that open carry supporters have been marked by general civility and, at their worst, civil disobedience. And while there have been dozens of arrests of open carriers, they have almost universally been based on legal technicalities. Incidents could not be recalled of open carry supporters being violent with law enforcement anywhere in the United States, and certainly not seeking them out for retaliation after the fact. Like Mr. Chambliss, everybody hoped the authorities would find the person responsible for this crime and then prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. Shortly after that arson attack, Chief Ballantyne resigned under what could be called interesting circumstances. This was also noted at the time. From the beginning, this vandalism and arson incident has seemed odd. Open carry supporters are sometimes acerbic and sometimes get arrested in incidents of civil disobedience, but with one notable exception, they are typically monotonously law-abiding. The investigation into the destruction of Ballantyne's vehicle is ongoing. It's going to be very interesting to see who is eventually arrested for the crime. Interesting indeed. Former Police Chief Ballantyne has now accepted a plea deal in federal court on a stolen property charge. Jamie Williams of the Daily Citizen, who covered the case, provided some more details. He confirmed that the investigation into the burning of Ballantyne's truck led towards Ballantyne himself. And the discovery that Ballantyne took a firearm that had been donated to the police department for a charity auction, sold the gun, and pocketed the proceeds. It is this stolen property charge that Ballantyne is pleading guilty to in what appears to be a deal to avoid mail fraud charges for the arson of his truck. Valentine will apparently avoid criminal charges for torching his truck, but nonetheless is the primary and indeed apparently the only suspect in its vandalism and arson. So, turns out the gun rights community, still overwhelmingly the most law-abiding segment of our society, bar none. No Second Amendment supporters had anything to do with the arson of Eric Valentine's truck. We will see if Mr. Valentine is given probation as part of his plea deal, as his attorney clearly hopes, or if this apparently crooked former cop goes to jail, where he does belong. Yes, he does. There's some people out there that think another run on guns and ammunition may be coming. I'm telling you, I believe there's a conspiracy out there. I believe Barack Obama owns stock in Ruger, in Smith & Wesson, and the Freedom Group. I believe that he owns his own ammunition company. I believe he owns a lot of things having to do with guns, and he's just making a killing off of this. Because he is the gun and ammunition salesman of all, I mean, the biggest, the bestest of all time. Now, he would tell you that his success, this is not part of the legacy he wanted. And the other part of his legacy that he has inspired is a new appreciation of the Second Amendment. And he's caused huge numbers of people who maybe would never have thought about buying a gun until he opened his mouth, they became first-time gun owners. And this is exactly what he claims to not want. His unwanted success had to do with more than his well-known antipathy towards gun ownership and gun owners. His first really all-out attack did not occur until December 14, 2012, right after Sandy Hook, which was at the end of his first term in office. While his anti-liberty beliefs were clear long before he was first elected, he did not announce a concerted anti-gun effort until that point. Gun and ammunition shortages began as soon as he was elected. The run began as soon as all that happened. And then it ramped up in 2013. It would appear that more than public knowledge of the anti-gun intentions of a specific politician or politicians is required to provoke a run on guns and ammo. And what we have here is a sea change in public belief and habit. Even specific anti-gun legislation is apparently not sufficient. So what did cause the age of Obama gun and ammunition shortages, and can we expect more in the future? Are we, with this upcoming presidential election, about to experience another run on guns and ammo, another seller's market when dealers have something to sell? Barack Obama has fundamentally changed America in one way, in one big way. He has gone against the authority of the rule of law entirely the whole way. Everybody thinks the government is out of control. Everybody is fearful of the government, more at least as fearful of the government as they are of ISIS or anything else. He has weaponized things like the IRS, the EPA, the Department of Justice. It's not just because he gets out there and proposes gun legislation. Not at all. He bypassed Congress on the Iran deal. I mean, he is lawless. Our president is lawless. And standing, you know, here's the other thing. Under his watch, we've got now something called the Ferguson effect, where the cops hold back. Where the cops hold back. That's a problem. That's a problem. But it's not really a problem for some of us, because some of us are ready for the, you know, first call goes to the cops, second call goes to second call defense, that kind of thing. So, Obama long ago stopped pretending to obey the Constitution. He was the one that said that elections have consequences, and I have a pen and a phone. He's the one selling a lot of guns, too. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio on a Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. As the Democrats continue to lurch like zombies and regurgitate their ignorant rhetoric, maintain their wanted push to gun control in South Carolina, or in America, rather, South Carolina being one of them. I don't know why that popped up. American citizens nationwide are voicing their support for the Second Amendment and their right to keep and bear arms, and not just with social media posts either. In January, there was 2,545,802 background checks. In January, there were 82,122 background checks to apply for either a concealed carry permit or buying a gun a day. 82,122. 3,421 of those an hour. Total number of guns sold may actually be slightly higher than the number of background checks, as that number represents a single transaction, not the number of guns sold in each state. And additionally, people like me don't have to go through background checks. I bought January. I think I got at least one gun in January. The president's actions, his executive actions, added further fuel to this fire. People feel they see they aren't safe. The Islamic terrorism, violent crime, both need to be dealt with directly. Then the government's only real action from Democrats is to try to further erode the rights of citizens to defend themselves. That makes sense, I guess. They're making the same decision that every gun owner at some point has made, to take responsibility for their own safety. This, according to Justin Anderson, the marketing director for Hyatt Guns in Charlotte, North Carolina. He said, I think this is still watershed from the San Bernardino attacks. That even woke up a lot of people to the idea that they are not safe and that their government cannot protect them. We're seeing a huge influx of new gun buyers. In fact, there are so many that it has totally overwhelmed our local sheriff with a request for handgun purchase permits. These permits used to be processed in a week or two. Now it's taking upwards of 2 months. In North Carolina, you have to have permission to buy a gun. You have to have the sheriff's permission to buy a gun in North Carolina. Meanwhile, 2016 is on a path to breaking last year's record of 23 million background checks in the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. If Obama, I think at this point, the safest thing that anybody could say to keep more guns from being bought would be to stop pursuing gun control. And then see what happens. They want to continue to push the narrative that the majority of Americans think we need more gun laws. Feel free. Because among voters, only 2% of those polled cited gun control among the nation's most important problems. But what was the number one issue likely voters cited as our nation's problem? Well, government and politicians. So while the politicians and the talking heads in New York continue to spew lies and attack hundreds of, 100 million plus of us who are responsible gun owners and proud members of the NRA and we the people and, all this other stuff, we will continue to buy guns at record numbers. We will proceed with filling out background checks and concealed carry permit applications and gun range memberships. We will persevere in being heard by our local, state, and federal offices to voice our support for the Second Amendment. And most importantly, and dear progressives, please pay very close attention to this one. We will continue to educate those less informed and work to correct the dull impressions you have of us and the reality of firearms, guns, people that have them here in America. So by all means, keep running on gun control. Please do. If you haven't noticed, the rest of the country is running to us. They're running to the right. The right that shall not be infringed. Now,
I know there's... After yesterday was Super Tuesday, and lots of people are out there thinking that, well, some people are saying they were going to move to Canada, but it's looking like it's going to be Trump, Clinton. Now, what does that mean? We know exactly what we get with Clinton. We know exactly what we get with Clinton. Clinton wants to attack everything about the Second Amendment. She wants to attack the laws to protect the Second Amendment, when the Second Amendment is not supposed to be touched anyway. That means nothing to her. She should know better. She's a lawyer, but no, because she's a progressive. Trump. Trump's everywhere. He's in a lot of places. Like I said, Trump is a creation of failure. He's a creation of the failure of the GOP. Had the GOP gotten out there when they ran for office, I'll tell you the last one that actually did what he said he was going to do. The last one that actually, he put it out there and he said, I will do this if you give me this, was Newt Gingrich. And I'm not a big Newt Gingrich fan, but Newt Gingrich made the contract with America, remember, in the 90s. And he said, we will do these first 10 things. Now, he didn't say they would pass. He didn't say that they would, he didn't say that the president would sign off on them. He said that he would take them up because he was going to be the Speaker of the House and he would get them passed, which he did. He kept the contract with America. That's the last time I can think of any one of these guys ever doing anything they remotely promised us to do. It is no longer enough for us. It's no longer enough for the United States, for the Republic. For the Republicans to get out there and just play the game, which is what they're doing. And in this vacuum, in this void of leadership, we now have Trump. And there's enough angry people that it's going to push it. So we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to make the best of it. We'll see. Everybody said, well, if Trump is the candidate, I think Hillary Clinton gets the president. I don't think so. I don't think it's a slam dunk either way. Trump hasn't got it just yet, but he's awful close. Gosh, he's close. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, a lot is being said about the South Carolina Democratic primary. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I do hate it when I can't type, which is every time. While here primarying, Hillary Clinton sailed past Bernie Sanders with a 48-point victory this past Saturday. But something else interesting came out of the polling stations. The exit polls of the South Carolina Democratic presidential primary showed those who favored reducing gun violence over gun rights chose her by a 50-point margin, with 81% of those polled siding with Mrs. Clinton on gun control. Only 16% said protecting gun owners' rights were more important, despite 41% of voters identifying themselves as gun owners. Now, here's a question. How many people is this? That part is very curious to me. Among the most curious of these gun owners was a young man who jumped Sanders' sideline to put his wind into Hillary's sails. This is the story of 20-something Graham Holson. He pulls up to vote in Edgefield, South Carolina, in a jacked-up white pick-em-up truck with a goofy pit bull riding shotgun. This is coming out of somebody's prose about this. He claims he has tons of guns, handguns, rifles, you name it. Self-described white country boy, he also has a concealed carry permit, which means you won't know what I'm carrying, which is how it should be. Yet Mr. Holson, a Sanders supporter, joined other primary voters, most of them African-American, in welcoming Clinton's foray into the gun culture war, suggesting in his view that America's gun violence might be softening some hardline views on gun ownership. He said he's open to stricter background checks to weed out potential nutcases and even reviving the Bill Clinton-era assault weapons ban, which expired in 2004 after 10 years. Holson says, as a country, we're becoming a cultural no-man's land where every house is a militia, and that's not good. Also, I don't understand these banana clips that have this long. I have no need to kill 20 people in 20 seconds. Now, it's interesting that this is the same guy riding around who's got tons of guns, who's a self-described white country boy, and he says, as a country, we're becoming a cultural no-man's land where every house is a militia. And that makes me scratch my head, really. That part of it is, it makes me wonder if Mr. Holson is even real. Now, I'm a gun owner in South Carolina. I don't vote as a Democrat, but do gun owners, as he claims to be, here in South Carolina, really think the stricter background checks will weed out criminals? Most people who are gun owners and are Democrats will concede to you that that is not the case. That never works. Most believe that. He thinks background checks will identify somebody that might be becoming unstable. You hear stories all the time of people who go to their doctors for an issue, and even after seeking a second opinion and months of tests and poking and prodding, they still don't have an answer or cure for what ails them. These people are actively open to scrutiny, begging for more evaluations from anyone who will see them, but the answers elude them. You think a doctor seeing you is going to look at you and say, "I don't know, Smitty, you're looking a little unhinged." That's the way it looks to me. The fact of the matter is there is not some evil gene that can identify potential murders, and an obscene amount of guns used in crimes aren't obtained using background checks. Michael Sally's guns were taken before he was released from jail. But what did he do when he was released? He abducted his estranged wife and used a shotgun he took from his cousin to kill Gwen Cox Sally, then turned it on himself. But they have taken his guns away from him. So, here in America, we don't have a gun problem. We have an ethics problem. The woman who won the South Carolina Democratic presidential primary with the hearts of Southern gun control advocates is the female representative of a party whose own members consider her a liar, two-faced, and a criminal, which is precisely the kind of person voters think shouldn't have guns. Let's think about this. What does this say about the Democratic electorate? What does this say? What does this say about the people's mindset that look at her, that think she's a liar and dishonest, and, you know, now she's committed espionage numerous times, which that's very close to being treason. What does it say for the people that will vote for her still? What does that say for us as a nation? I'm looking at a picture of Hillary Clinton where it says everybody's holding up a sign, "Fighting for us." Hillary Clinton fights for Hillary Clinton. She fights for power. She fights for money. Those are the only two things she's interested in, power and money. Your money isn't your money, in her view. I know Bernie's out there saying, well, you know, we need to redistribute. She is a whole different thing with her. It's not about redistribution. It's about taking. Fighting for us. I understand. I get it. This myth that they're pushing about gun owners getting out there saying, yes, I believe we need more gun control. I cry shenanigans on that one. I'm just not buying it. Not buying it. Not going to buy it. And it makes me a little angry for them to think they can tell this lie, which this is a lie. I want to find Graham Holson of Edgefield, South Carolina. I want to find out if he rides around in a jacked up white pickup truck and he's riding around with a goofy pit bull riding shotgun. I want to find that out. And he's got all of these guns, and yet he's gone out and bought all of these guns. He hasn't committed any crimes with any of these guns. Don't know if he knows anybody that's committed crimes with guns, but and he's got a concealed carry permit, so he's been vetted every way. He doesn't go through background checks in my state anymore, Hillary. So here's a guy that's supposedly a Bernie Sanders supporter, and yet he comes out on Hillary Clinton's side when it comes to gun control. How likely is this? How likely is this? It is not likely at all. I get a kick out of people wanting to lie. Wanting to lie to you with a straight face and then looking at you and thinking, well, you know, that one got past him. It's never going to end. And that's the thing. I have long ago resolved this in my head. It's never going to end. Oh, well. Oh, well. We'll be right back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right. You got to have your priorities in this life. You've got to have them. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. Got to have those priorities. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The FBI will tell you that its demand for a backdoor into the iPhone is all about fighting terrorism, and that it is essential to break into just this one iPhone. To find out more about the San Bernardino attack last December, the truth is they have long sought a way to break Apple's iPhone encryption, and like 9/11 and the Patriot Act, a mass murder provided the pretext needed to come after this. Because after all, they say, if we're going to be protected from terrorism, we have to give up a little of our privacy and liberty. Never mind, the government spying on us has not prevented one terrorist attack. And if you think about it, if you think about the Times Square bomb that didn't go off, that didn't get stopped at all by the counter-terrorist groups. It got stopped by the fact the guy didn't know how to make a bomb. Then there's the Boston Marathon bombing, which went off without a hitch, with a presence, a counter-terrorist presence there, dogs, everything. And then they couldn't catch him. If you look at it, if you look at things that have happened recently, the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, all of these guys, they've been on planes trying to execute their mission and just couldn't make it happen. Now, and then, of course, then we know about the, Garland, Texas. That got stopped in its tracks. But then we have what happened in Chattanooga, San Bernardino now. So, why is it that they need this access, and if they've got all this other stuff already, how come with what they do have, they can't stop anything? Now, Apple has so far stood up to the federal government demand that they force their employees to write a computer program to break into their own product.
Tim Cook, who is the CEO post Steve Jobs, understands the damage it would do to his company for the world to know that the U.S. government has a key to the supposedly secure iPhone. But this is more than just breaking into iPhones. There's a principle at stake here, and that is a stake that is even higher. We have a fundamental right to privacy. We have a fundamental right to go about our daily life without the threat of government surveillance of our activities. I'll give you an example. Back in the days of the FBI, back when they had their, and his name escapes me, the director of the FBI, who wore tutus all over the place, he kept detailed files on everybody that he thought needed to be surveilled. During the Richard Nixon administration, all of the girls that went to the same finishing school as one of Nixon's daughters were invited to a reunion. This was from Finch Finishing School. And they were invited there. One of them happened to be a girl named Grace Wing, who you and I would know better by her professional name, Grace Slick, of Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship. She's invited. She's got all the credentials she needed. Now, she was going to do some really messed up stuff. Her plan was to sprinkle LSD into the tea of the President of the United States, Richard Nixon. They even had Abby Hoffman dressed looking like a professor or something. They dressed him up, got his hair down and everything else. But she was stopped at the gate. They didn't know she had LSD. That's not why they stopped her. They stopped her because she was on a list. Even back in the 60s, she was on a list kept by the FBI because of the lyrics that she wrote. She was on a list. So this is not a new revelation that we're getting spied upon. We are not East Germany. We have a fundamental right to go about our daily life without this threat of government surveilling our activities. And this new, more secure iPhone was developed partly in response to Ed Snowden's revelation that the federal government was illegally spying on us. The federal government was caught breaking the law, but instead of ending its illegal spying, it's demanding that private companies make it easier for it to continue. Last week, we also learned that Congress is planning to join the fight against Apple and us. Members are rushing to set up yet another governmental commission to study how our privacy can be violated for false promises of security. I don't really fear that because the Republicans are running it, so not much will come of it. Of course, they won't put it back that way, but we can be sure that that will be the result. Some in Congress are seeking to pass legislation regulating how companies can or cannot encrypt their products. This will suppress the development of new technology and will have a chilling effect on our right to be protected from an intrusive government. Realize all of this stuff is happening, though. All of these things that I'm discussing right now, all of this is voluntary on our part. This is because of the Internet age. This is because of the mobile phone age. It hasn't been that long. I mean, when I was at... The first time I ever saw a mobile phone was in 1990, and it was a bag phone, and it was about the size of a lunchbox or a small backpack. And, they started coming around the 80s. They were all mounted in the cars, and they were big affairs and everything. And they've made them really small now. I mean, they fit into a pocket. They're very small to look at and everything. And it's a marvel of industry and a marvel of invention and a marvel of technology. And it's a way to see what we're doing. When FBI Director James Comey demanded a backdoor into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone, he promised that it was only for this one extraordinary situation. San Bernardino litigation isn't trying to set a precedent or send any type of message, he said in a statement last week. But testifying before Congress days later, he quickly changed course, telling the members of the House Intelligence Committee that the court order in Apple's appeals will be instructive for other courts. Do you believe this will not be considered a precedent-setting case? Does anyone really believe the government will not use this technology again and again with a lower and lower threshold for what is acceptable, where it all begins? According to press reports, Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. has 175 iPhones with passcodes that the city of New York wants to access. You think they won't get that? You think not? So we should be supporting Apple in this. We should support their refusal to bow to the FBI's dangerous demands. We should join forces to defend our precious liberty without compromise. And if, you know, pick up the phone and call the senators, call your House members and say, find another way, boys. You guys broke cases all the time before there was ever a mobile phone to get to. Try some of that again. I know it's easier. Try it again. Pretty please. Yep. Grace Slick. I've been on a nostalgia kick. I've been watching a lot of... I thought Grace Slick always had a great voice, and I've been watching a lot of her stuff, and come to find out that she hated the 80s, which just kills me, because I thought she and Mickey Thomas could really harmonize. I know that has nothing to do with anything, and that's why I brought up Grace Slick, though. A lot of other people I could have brought up. She was on a list, because she wrote White Rabbit, which everybody thought was a drug song, and it was actually about Alice in Wonderland. It was based upon the text of Alice in Wonderland. It wasn't a rock song. It was the musical accompaniment to it was based upon Bolero, which is that Spanish march that, you know, it got famous in 10 with Bo Derek. So go figure. She got out there and said, one pill makes you bigger and one pill makes you small. That's from Alice in Wonderland. This wasn't at the pharmacy. And she made a list on the FBI, watch list. Nothing new around here, just the players that change. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.